All right. Good, Bruce? All right. First off, you know, today's practice was good. We tried to simulate a little of that up-tempo offense, no-huddle offense and all that. I don't think we did a very good job of it, you know, with the show team, but anyway, it should be interesting, you know, playing against Philadelphia and things with some of the zone reads and all that other stuff, so we're trying to get ready for that. I think as far as, like, the starters, I know you guys want to know who's starting the game as a quarterback and all that, but like any other position, we'll announce that, you know, on game day. We'll get you that information, you know, when we've had those discussions. So really we don't, you know, I'm not ready to tell you that yet. And with that, guys, I'll open it up.
I told you.
It's the truth.
It's so important to win this preseason game. It's about your starters.
No, but I think, well, again, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, if, you know, how many reps you're going to get. Are you going to get reps with certain individuals and all that type of stuff? So I think we'll just, you know, we'll release it, you know, for all of our players.
This is the 20th preseason game you've coached. You've never not told us who the starting quarterback would be before. That seems like a pretty big sea change. Do you have any comment on that?
Got no comment on that. I just, you know, I'm more comfortable telling you who the starters are as a group right now.
Rex, what would be the downside to playing Geno in the game?
What's that?
What would be the downside to playing Geno?
You know, again, hey, it's, you know, I'm not going to get into the downsides or upsides or whatever. I think as a team we'll look at, you know, where we are, and we'll make those decisions then.
Bryce has not started his rehab, whatever rehab it may be, has he started the process?
Yeah, he's been, with J-Mel and the trainers and all that. He's out there, obviously, at practice, but he's not participate. He did not participate today. But, again, he's, you know, as we've said all along, he's, you know, he's not going to play in this game. But, you know, this is kind of it's a unique way we do practice because you've almost got – you know, the majority of the game's going to be played this preseason game a lot by your twos. And then, you know, obviously some guys will get reps and things. But so you kind of work that plan, and you're also working ahead a little bit, you know, to Tampa. So, you know, guys are out there, even the defensive guys that couldn't practice, you know, are trying to get some mental work as well. You know, for preparation.
Assuming Mark gets healthy at some point in the future, what is your confidence level in him this year? He has said that he's had the best camp that he's ever had as a pro. So what is your confidence level?
Well, I'm confident in, like we said yesterday, you know, I'm confident in Mark. There's no question. I'm confident, really, you know, all four of our quarterbacks, as when Marty and I were talking about it, feels good about all four quarterbacks.
Right, specifically.
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I think Mark does have, he's got a great grasp of our system. And so I think that's, you know, that's a big thing, obviously. And, you know, but I think the other quarterbacks as well. Like, it's surprising when you put in a brand new system, but, you know, all four guys seem to have really grasped the system. So that's, you know, it's an impressive group of young men over there.
Bryce, what's the medical update on the two cornerbacks, Cromartie and Milner?
Well, you know, both those guys, they're not going to play this game. But, you know, certainly we hope to, you know, have them ready to roll, but sooner than later, both guys. It's Cromartie's hip and then the Achilles of D, but the severity, you know, like it's
Achilles or calf?
Calf or whatever you call it. Gosh, it might have been I don't know, it's back there.
Are you concerned? Cromartie,
I should have said leg. From now on, they both got legs.
Are you concerned with D? Because this is something that's kind of lingered for a few weeks here. Are you concerned about week one at all with him? You want to be ready?
Again, I think our, you know, talking to J-Mel and our doctors, they seem, you know, pretty confident that, you know, he'll bounce back.
Rex, yesterday Sanchez said his fingers are crossed for week one, But knowing what you know about the injury, is it realistic to think next week as you prepare for the Bucks, he could be on the practice field?
I think, you know, first off, you look at the, you know, his history, Mark's history. Now, he's had a shoulder injury before. And obviously, you know, there's probably a million different shoulder injuries, but he's had a shoulder injury before, and he was able to play. In fact, I think that was our second year when he, would that be in 2010, I think.
2010.
Yeah, 2010, that he, played through, actually, I think all of the postseason with it. And I just remember him warming up in between series all the time. You know, and that's kind of how he stayed warm. Obviously, we played some cold weather games. But we'll see. One thing we know for sure, you know, Mark is durable, and he's, he is going to work his tail off to be ready to go. I think we all know that about Mark. He's, you know, if the trainers say, you know, they want him to be in there six different times, he'll be in there six different times.
Rex, if you do play Geno on Thursday, what kind of improvement are you expecting from him compared to the last game, and where do you expect to see that?
Well, you know what, the specifics of it and whatever, I think when you look at it, whether it's on the game field or the practice field or whatever, you look for guys making the improvements, not making the same mistakes, you know, putting the ball in front of receivers, those type of things that he needs to see. He needs to recognize, whether it's, you know, anytime, practice field, game field, the different like schemes that people put in, dropping, you know, Tuck was an example out of that. That's maybe a little unusual. That we're going to see a lot of those, obviously, and go through his progressions and things like that. But just like all the quarterbacks, it's not really just for him. It would be for all the quarterbacks.
Is McElroy healthy enough to play in this game?
Well, I certainly hope so. But again, we'll lean on the trainers and the docs to give us final things. And that's, guys, where we say, if this guy will play, that guy will play. That's an example right there. And there's other guys that have been going through some injuries that we have to make sure we get a good feel for it and clearance from our medical people before we say that this guy's definitely playing or he's definitely not playing.
Rex, 2 weeks since Ellis, has Kendrick Ellis practiced? Any concern about him for week one at this point?
I certainly hope he's ready to go, just like all the guys. I hope all of them are ready to go. But we don't know that for sure. We will remain optimistic.
Right. What level is Santonio practicing to right now in the last 2 days?
Well, I tell you, we're really just phasing Santonio in right now. Leaning again on, I know you guys are tired of me saying it, but that's who you lean on. You lean on your people, and we've done a great job in the past of getting guys ready to go, and so I have extreme confidence in the in our medical staff, our training staff. But we're just phasing him in. It's not like he's, you know, going out there every snap. We are just phasing him in right now.
What do you think the chances are of him playing against Tampa?
We'll see as it goes on. I remain optimistic with everybody, and we'll see. Unless told otherwise.
What do you think of the fact that the last two times we've talked to Santonio, he's really sort of said he's got a lot more work to do, and then in each of those cases we've watched him perform at a level that he didn't describe just days earlier. And you yourself have said he's in great shape. He says looks can be deceiving. What do you make of him kind of, I don't want to say playing down, but just describing one thing and then doing another?
Well, he knows himself better than anybody, but what I've observed and things, I think he's in great shape. I really do. And I was being truthful when I said that. I'm not trying to, hold anything back. I believe that he's in phenomenal shape. And, I saw him run. I think he looked pretty good to me. So, But again, I'm optimistic about it. We'll see. Obviously, the young man has to, you know, sign off before anybody plays. But, you know, I think our players have a great deal of confidence in our trainers as well. And, you know, they're not going to put a player ever at risk. So we'll see.
Did he get out and do anything in practice today besides ride the bike?
Besides ride the bike? I mean, I saw him.
Because that's what we saw him do. When we left, I didn't know what he did.
Well, I saw him out there, but to say that he, you know, like ran a bunch of plays, again, we're just kind of phasing him in. We're not, you know, it's not like we repped him with the first team or anything. We're just right now working him in.
Rex, I know you're going to name the starting quarterback at the appropriate time, but is this an ongoing competition? Is it still ongoing? Can you tell us that?
Well, again, I think, you know, for week one, until we name the starting quarterback, then I would say that, you know, that really anything's possible because we haven't named the quarterback yet. So, you know, we'll weigh in all the factors, certainly the injury to Mark would be a factor, you know, as well. But, when we feel real good about it, you know, then we'll make that, we'll let everybody know.
Rex, can you see that being a game day decision on the morning of the opener, or a game day announcement, I should say?
That's a possibility. Certainly, be a possibility. You know, I think, guys, if you had an option quarterback or something like that, that might be a bigger deal. Okay, to an opponent, like it wouldn't be that you would secretly, once you feel good about it and you know it, we're going to announce it, okay? But, you know, if you thought you had an edge, then you purposely would hold it. We're not doing that. But when we're ready to make the announcement, we will.
Rex, what are your feelings on this? He's being suspended, and what's the plan with him over these 4 weeks that he can't practice or play?
Okay, well, first off, I'm really happy to get Mike back. I mean, there's no question about it. To get him back here is great. He did go through some personal, a personal deal that he'll talk to you guys about. But I'm just happy to get him back. And what he can do with the league suspension rules, he can condition and meet, okay? Like go to, you know, meetings, individual meetings and such, and condition, but he cannot practice with the team.
He's way behind. I mean, he missed the time in OTAs. How does he miss all camp? How far behind is he?
Well, not 4 weeks worth. I mean, he'll get up to speed. You know, when he left, he had a pretty good grasp of what we were doing. Obviously, the conditioning part, there's nothing like, he'll have to obviously get into football shape without being able to practice, and that will be a challenge.
Are you disappointed in him?
Well, again, you know what? I think. It's kind of a tough question, Rich, because, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Every person in here has made mistakes, and I know I've made plenty, and they're well documented. But so for me to pass judgment on somebody, I'm just happy that the young man he's back with us, and I think that's, you know, I'm happy about that.
Rex, when you talk about the quarterbacks and the indecision, how much is it because each guy has had an injury? So, obviously, Gino was set back originally, and now Mark is. And how much is it that you just haven't seen the separation where one guy says, I'm your guy?
Well, again, I think part of the, you know, with the injuries, you know, to both Gino and Mark, you know, and Greg for that matter, it certainly wasn't an ideal situation. Let's just put it that way.
But if one guy had wowed you, would you have done this by now, or was the game plan all along to kind of keep everyone in the dark as long as you possibly can?
No, well, that was never the game plan. Our game plan, it was what we stated a long time ago, was when we were comfortable with the decision that we would announce it then.